Hello, welcome to the Girl and Duck podcast. I'm Jen Storer, acclaimed children's book author and chief inspirationalist. That's not a term I made up. At girlandduck.com, creative writing, creative life. At Girl and Duck, I take you on a journey from exploring the art of kidlit creation right through to mastering the art of kidlit creation. To find out more about the courses and products that I offer, pop over to the website. You're bound to find inspiration and support and something to absolutely love over there. That's www.girlandduck.com. But in the meantime, stick around because we've got lots to talk about. I have a couple of limiting beliefs about recording an episode about limiting beliefs. And I've had to look at those limiting beliefs. They popped up as soon as I sat down with the microphone. They weren't there when I got the inspiration to record this, but as soon as I sat down to record it, they popped up. And that's the thing that I really want to focus on today, about that insidious, subtle way that limiting beliefs hold us back. So, what was the limiting belief that I had when I sat down in front of the mic? It was, I'm not qualified to talk about this. Who wants to hear about this? People can go somewhere else to hear about this. Where do you get off talking about this? You're supposed to be teaching creative writing. That's what you're good at. Stick to what you know. Okay? Lots of them. Lots of limiting beliefs coming up. And the best way to start, I guess, is, despite my limiting beliefs about all this, I'm going to talk about what is a limiting belief. I'll talk about that first. So, a limiting belief is basically, it's like a block in the road. It's like a block in the path to what you want. It's a block in the path to your success. And it is basically, I like to think of a limiting belief as it's like a block of congealed energy because it's an energetic block. You know, and it's just, it is just there in front of you. And it's just all these thoughts, all these worries, all these fears, all sort of congealed together. We had a massive hailstorm here last week. And there were literally hailstones the size of big golf balls. Not quite cricket balls, but big golf balls. And we snatched a few of them up off the grass. And, you know, we saw that some of them were just massive on their own and others were clusters. They were clusters of lots and lots of little jagged hailstones all stuck together to make one big one. And that's a bit what our limiting beliefs are like. They are like those hailstones that are all sort of stuck together to form, you know, one big block. They're often like that. Of course, they will appear just like a little hailstone on their own, but often, and the more brave you're being, this is the point, the more you're stepping into the unknown, the bigger and more clustered the limiting belief will become. I'll probably use a lot of disparate analogies and metaphors in this podcast, so forgive me if it feels a bit all over the place, but I just really want to get this stuff across, so I'll try all different imaginative routes and all different sorts of similes and metaphors to try and get this across to people. So a limiting belief will stand in your way, will block your path forward, and will not necessarily be there until you try to do something different. And the reason that I want to talk about limiting beliefs in the context of Girl and Duck is because in all the time I have been teaching creative writing, it is mindset and limiting beliefs that I come up against over and over and over again. I know, even though you don't know, perhaps, I know you can write, you can illustrate, you know how to write a book, you know how to write a picture book, you know how to write junior fiction, middle grade. You know how to do these things because you have been exposed to this stuff for such a long time because you are a fan of the art form. Even if it's adult fiction, if it's historical fiction, if it's crime fiction, we all are very familiar with the genres that we want to work in, that we want to create in. We know intuitively how to do this, but I cannot convince people of that because people have limiting beliefs and people are scared and people are trained to believe they need to learn first and then do the thing. They need to somehow get the qualification and then do the thing because that's how we are funneled. That's how the education system funnels us. Learn first, then do the thing. What I'm always trying to stress to people is that that creative writing and art, all of these art forms, they're all experiential. It's in the doing that you learn. But that is a very, very scary place to jump off. And so lots and lots of people get caught up in the learning. And I like to call it at times procrastinating learning. We have to be very aware of when we are learning stuff that's actually of benefit to us. Or are we just wasting more time convincing ourselves that the learning is as important as the doing? And that's when we stray into procrastinating learning. So this desire to keep learning and keep learning officially, I'm seeing all these strange systems pop up now. Someone put in the Facebook group something about some acronym. I can't remember what it was because I just sort of glanced over it and thought, oh, here we go. Here's another thing out. Now, I'm not mocking you if you like to use these sorts of acronyms and you like to use these systems and you've got, you know, programs on your computer and all these sorts of things. I'm not mocking you at all. I just want to alert you to the fact that we need to be very mindful of when these sorts of systems and things become blocks to us moving forward, they feed into our limiting beliefs about the fact that we're not qualified to do the friggin' thing that we want to do. Okay? If you're going to take out my appendix, I want you to have a nice big piece of paper on your wall in a big fucking frame that says you know how to do it. I want you to be qualified. But if you want to write a story or paint a painting or make a patchwork quilt, I don't need to see your quals. I need to see what you've done. I need to see what you've done so that I can enjoy it. All right? And that's what you need to be doing. You need to be doing the fucking thing. But it comes back to these limiting beliefs. And what I want to say is that limiting beliefs pop up. They're more likely to pop up when we're in action than when we are passively trying to think what they are. Now, I've been in coaching situations on both sides of the table where, as a coach and as a coachee, as a client, where a coach has said we need to list our limiting beliefs around this particular topic. Okay? Now, if we do this passively, we will certainly come up with some limiting beliefs because some of them are so old and tried and true that we are so friggin' familiar with them. We've been carrying them around in our friggin' backpack for since we could walk, all right? And they've just evolved over time. So, you know, a limiting belief might have been when you first started out, I'm too young. And then it may have evolved into, I'm too old, it's too late. Lots of other basic limiting beliefs. I'm too dumb. I'm not clever enough. I'm not popular enough. I'm not qualified enough. Does anyone want to hear this? Where do I get off saying this? Another limiting belief that I have that's always been with me all through my life, and a lot of women have this. Men probably have it too, but I think women have it very, very strongly. I'll get in trouble. If I do this thing, I'll get in trouble. And we don't stop to think who we're going to get in trouble with. We don't stop to think, actually, you know what, I'm an adult now. I'm not going to get in trouble with the kindergarten teacher or the primary school principal or my sports coach or my mum or my dad or my whatever, whoever's going to get us in trouble. Okay, we don't stop to question it. We just have this underlying limiting belief that holds us back from taking what our brains perceives to be as risks. It holds us back from taking those risks by telling us very, very quietly that we're going to get in trouble if we do this thing. Now, this is what I'm saying about limiting beliefs. You can sit down and you can list them all out passively and you will shine a light on many of them. But it's only when you're in action that the truly powerful limiting beliefs start to pop up in the pathway, start to arc up. Again, the limiting beliefs are just your brain trying to protect you from doing what it perceives to be dangerous. And anything outside your comfort zone, anything into the unknown, it sees as dangerous. And so it is going to, it has a whole arsenal of limiting beliefs that it's going to throw at you. If one doesn't work, there's bound to be another one. And what I like to say to people is, when you are in action, when you are doing something that is a little bit out of the ordinary, watch out then. Be on the lookout then for your limiting beliefs, and like a butterfly net, or better still, like one of those nets where they clean pools, scoop up the scum, scoop up the rotten leaves, all right? Clear the way of those limiting beliefs, get them out and have a look at them and see what they are and note them. Do not, however, spend too much time analyzing them, because that will trap you in that congested energy. All right? Do not pick up the limiting beliefs like they're some sort of prize or some sort of, you know, stone that you are, that you have to carry with you and then put them in your backpack. Don't do that. Don't spend too much time analyzing them. Just be aware of them, shine a light on them, scoop them out, push them forward, walk around them, whatever you have to do to keep moving forward. Now, for me, there were many, many limiting beliefs when I started writing, but you know, it was such a long time ago that it's hard for me to go back there and actually remember what they were. But they would have been about being not qualified, too old. You know, I was in my 30s when I started writing. In my 30s, God bless. All these sorts of things would have been there. You know, if I haven't done it by now, why, you know, I'm never going to do it. Those sorts of things. I know those sorts of things were there. But for me, my limiting beliefs really arced up when I started Running Girl in Dark, because again, I was going into an area that I was that was unknown to me, uncharted territory, and I was confronted with endless demons, and I still am. And among them was being visible. Every time you go to put up a post on Instagram or Facebook, every time you send an email, and then every time you send a sales email, every time you have to tell people what you're selling, many, many, countless limited beliefs arc up. And so for me, one of the best ways to get around that is, one, to be aware of limiting beliefs and shine a light on them, but also to keep my eye on the prize. What's on the other side of the limiting belief? Do you want to walk up to that limiting belief like it's a big boulder in your path? Do you want to walk up to it and go, oh, fuck, the way is blocked, oh, I got to go home? Do you really want to do that? Or do you want to face that block, look at it and go, I wonder what's on the other side? I think I'll just creep around this boulder and go to the other side and see what's around there. And when you get around the block, you say, oh, there's something else out here. This is more interesting. I kind of like being out here. This is really interesting. And the brain starts to go, oh, it's actually quite safe out here. Oh, she sent an email and she didn't die. Oh, she put a photo of her own face on Instagram and nothing happened. Nothing happened. Okay? So it's about just constantly moving forward despite the limiting beliefs. It's about seeing what's on the other side of that fearful thought. It's about being prepared to have a peek and see what's on the other side of that fearful thought. You can run back to the comfort zone straight away after you've had a look behind it. You can do the thing and then actually, you know, still be shit scared. That's okay. But you've just got to keep moving forward. Bringing this back to creative writing, bringing this back to your you know, your artistic expression, it's just about doing the thing. It's about getting there and sitting down and doing the thing, being aware that your limiting thoughts are going to be there, They may not be there, they might be there, they might be huge today, they might be little, they might be easy to overcome, they might be laughable, like the one, you're going to get into trouble. You're going to get into trouble if you sit down and write. You're going to get in trouble. Watch out. You're going to hear from somebody. So this is just what I want to talk about. I want to talk about, you know, working despite your limiting beliefs, being aware of your limiting beliefs. And of course, the other thing that really helps me with my limiting beliefs is, and I absolutely swear by, is meditation. Because committed long-term meditation leads to metacognition, which is basically the ability to see your own thoughts and to see them in action. And so once you've meditated for a while, you get that lovely broad view of your mind, of your brain, and you get to watch it in action. And so meditation is, for me, you know, it is just the ultimate of all the tools, but it's not the only tool, and you can start small. But I just want everybody listening to be, you know, to be aware of these limiting thoughts, have a think about them, keep an eye out for them, you know, have your net there to catch them if they're, you know, to catch them as they flutter by. Understand that they're more likely to be more convincing when you are actually pushing boundaries, and that is cause for celebration. Okay, that is cause to congratulate yourself. If you are pushing boundaries, if you are doing the scary thing, then you're well on your way to your future self, okay, and to the life that you want to create, the life that's not burdened with all these limiting beliefs. It's an ongoing process. It never ends. It never stops. You don't go, oh, to-do list. I'm going to deal with my limiting beliefs today. Tick it off and then get on with life. I wish it was like that. But it's not. But you've got to be in the ring, don't you? You've got to be actually doing the thing. And that's what I'm encouraging you to do today, is to look at those limiting beliefs and find ways to move forward despite them. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want more ducky goodness, pop over to the website www.girlandduck.com, or you can find me on Instagram at Jen E. Storer, J-E-N-E-S-T-O-R-E-R. Bye for now.